producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney. Wondering what it's like for some of you who are stuck in what is now a weather nightmare. Snowmageddon, I know, has been said so many times, but it is the perfect word. 4,000 flights canceled and counting. The blizzard threatening, of course, the East Coast, D.C., probably getting it the worst, but New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, some harsh conditions in Georgia, North Carolina, talking about ice and whatnot. In other words, if you're flying to those areas, check to make sure the flights are even going, because it's just that bloody bad. It's probably going to be the biggest storm of the year, maybe in some areas the worst storm since they started measuring snow. They're talking about anywhere between 28 and 30 inches of snow, perhaps in D.C. So there's cancellations galore. Most of the governors have declared a state of emergency in the places that I mentioned, including Baltimore, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Maryland, so I guess it's really Maryland, Virginia, etc., North Carolina, all the way on down the line, because about 75 million people will be affected in some way. Could be tornadoes that smash into the Gulf Coast. Sounds really, really awful. Be careful out there. All right, speaking of being careful, some people say that Sarah Palin has loose lips and it's not going to help Donald Trump. Sarah Palin has taken heat from veterans for using her son's arrest to say it's PTSD. Not so much that it's PTSD, but criticizing Obama for it. Here's what the White House had to say. Josh Earnest, who is the White House press secretary.
The reaction of some people, I think, is to, make light of some of the rhetoric that we see on the campaign trail, particularly from Governor Palin. But, you know, the fact is, domestic violence is not a joke. Gun violence is not a joke. Problems with addiction are not a joke.
Yes, obviously not a joke. Her son, Track, if you don't know, was arrested earlier in the week on domestic violence charges. And she addressed that Wednesday during a post-endorsement appearance on the campaign trail for Donald Trump, which is how it became even bigger. I mean, there were little stories about it, but it got bigger than that because of what she said, saying that, that it's basically the president's fault. And then that, just set off a firestorm of, reaction. Palin says that she was going to address the elephant in the room. She said, my son, like so many others, come back a bit different. They come back hardened. They come back wondering if is that respect for what is that their fellow soldiers and airmen and every other member of the military have sacrificed and given to this country. And that starts at the top. Palin said military members look at Obama and question whether he knows the sacrifices they make to secure America and to secure freedoms. So she says, so when my own son is going through what he's going through coming back, I can certainly relate with other families who kind of feel these ramifications of some PTSD. All right, so let me throw out the phone lines, 855-266-2283. It comes back to that same thing. Is Palin's endorsement help or hurt Donald Trump, or is it kind of just a wash, if you will, as we get closer to Iowa? We're less than 2 weeks away. Dan in Texas is the first one to get a hold of this. Hey, Dan.
Hey, dude. Your guest was excellent. I loved having her on. That was just perfect. She didn't mention what I heard today on Rush Limbaugh. They are now investigating Bill Clinton for having a server that is attached to Hillary's server, not the one at Chappaqua, but her the server that she was running emails through. And the attachment that runs from her to his made sure that Bill got all that information, and they were telling information on the come that she will become the President of the United States for all these donations from all of these Arab countries.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Arab countries, in Iraq this week, the oldest monastery, 1,400 years in establishment, has been bulldozed down by ISIS. And I would not think that Obama will let the A110 warthog go without putting in the mothballs, because he is not in favor of us winning that war. He wants to milk it as long as he can and then turn it over to whoever comes after him, even if it's Joe. That's what's going to happen. I mean, Joe will be running very shortly, as soon as the indictment comes down. I heard also that there is a crisis in the FBI. They have either got to indict, or it's going to be assumed by the American public that the FBI has been compromised and that there is no more honor in the FBI, and they cannot be respected by the American people any further, is the great reputation that they have had all these years. Now, there's also a revolution in the State Department and in the Justice Department that they want to hang Hillary from a tall oak tree and get her off her back. But there's also a potential that Bill has been playing golf with Barack and say, look here, Brad, you go after Hillary, and, you know, we got a lot on you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And like Bill has done. Also today, I heard Kathleen Willey and Anita Broderick recount the rape and the fondling by Bill in the White House of Kathleen Willey, and the terrible destruction that he and Hillary and the minions that work for them have put those two women through, not to mention Paula Jones, not to mention all of the other women that are now starting to come forward. And even the New York Times is making note that Bill is no longer going to be protected. He's going to start having to face these allegations from the people that he perpetrated these crimes against.
You know, I think that there is still, we're up against it, Dan, thank you. There is still kind of an invisible shield around the Clintons. And as I said before, how much lawyering, though, can you circumvent? How much can you get around certain allegations before you can't any longer? Before there ultimately is a way to pull the Clintons down. And I don't know that it's going to be over what Dan just said, and we know that's going way back into the coffers of the Bill Clinton era of what happened heading into the White House and as governor and all of that kind of stuff. But with Hillary Clinton, he did say an important thing there. Here's the thing. She did make enemies. She didn't treat some people in the State Department well. So if her own people leaked some of what we're starting to hear, that shows you something, doesn't it? And they'll try very, very hard to take her down. All right, coming up next, we're going to take you on the road, and then we're going to bounce back for more conversation on this. So we're going to lighten the load, and then we're bouncing back to what's happening with the emails, what else is going down, and shaking the tsunami coming out of D.C., not just the snow, by the way. And I'll have an update on that, too. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with a Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free, 888-803-4438, and ask about this special offer.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Taking you to unexpected places. Who knows where we'll end up this year? And a big reminder to go and check out our site. I'll tell you again, but go to kateontheroad.com. We've taken this show to so many fabulous places, whether it's Grenada, which was absolutely amazing, a place that I wouldn't have thought, frankly, of going to, and met some incredible people from St. George's University on down and saw some amazing sights in Grenada, an island that seemed like it was the biggest island I've been on, is the best way to describe it. And we, of course, have taken the show to Ecuador, and we've taken the show to Taos, New Mexico. We've taken the show all over Tampa, just we're in Tampa. In fact, to a cool place, as you know, in our last episodes, we were at Ybor City, and that is the cigar capital of the world, and watched as the people rolled cigars, and it was pretty incredible to actually see that and know that you have to have a certificate in cigar rolling. I don't think I would have done very well. It seems like it'd be easy, and just on trying it, I wasn't so good at it. I'm just saying. So there's many cool places that we're going to go here in the United States and, of course, beyond our borders, too. You can help get us there. Go check at kateontheroad.com and suggest it to people that you know far and wide. On that note, one of the cool things that social media has done is there is a thing called Pinterest. Raise your hand if you know what Pinterest is. You see the P and it's white and it's got the red around it, and you click on it and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just a huge phenomenon. A lot of people use it to pin all kinds of things, and it's a way to show information. And travel naturally pops up a lot on the Pinterest site. And, of course, one of the most pinned places on the planet. You know, people dream apparently a lot of going to Italy. And naturally, when you see the postcard, picturesque, beautiful places that you can go and spend the day, or spend the day in one city and then go to another city, and I mean, I don't know how you, if you could do Italy in a month, I think it would be amazing. And then you probably still wouldn't be able to see everything if you think of Florence and think of Rome and then think of the Amalfi Coast. And speaking of the Amalfi Coast, the buildings on the cliffs along the Amalfi Coast, one of the most pin things you'll ever see, meaning people take pictures or see pictures of it and they put it up on Pinterest and dream of going there as one of the prime destinations. And I've never been to the Amalfi Coast, and I have to tell you, we are absolutely chomping at the bit to take America tonight to Italy and to make that a realization. And who knows, maybe some of you will get the chance to do that as well. In the United States, also not a surprise that our biggest city, New York City, would be pinned a ton because there are so many sites to see and so many places that you can take pictures of and that are photographed all the time, from the Empire State Building to Lady Liberty on down, or to things that are happening in the city, whether you're visiting a museum or you're in Central Park. A lot of New York City ends up being pinned. And I think people get a chance to go to New York City. So if you've never been there, I know some of you say, oh, New York City, why would I want to go there? It's not what you think if you're thinking it's just this worst place on the planet. There's really cool treasures that we have in the United States to see. But I think it's more realistic, obviously, to get yourself from wherever you're listening to me to eventually to go to New York for a trip, and much cheaper than going to the Amalfi Coast in Italy. But it shows you that really number one posts are from Italy. So I think that's, when we talk about going overseas, that's a place people constantly mention. And New York in the United States is one of the most mentioned for people in other places too, in other countries, to come to the U.S. They pin photographs of New York a lot. Another place that is often seen on this social media site, according to statistics, because we did some research on this, it's where I'm getting this from, is Reykjavik, Iceland. And, you know, that would be on my list. It's a whale-watching place. They say it's a great place to hang out. It's got the beautiful buildings, you know, the people's homes that are all the different colors. It's picturesque when you look at it. It's probably freezing, but it's about whale-watching and the beauty of Reykjavik. But it cannot be easy to get there from here. For some of you, perhaps, where you're listening to me, it might be a little bit easier, but I'm thinking it's a bit of a trip. I know some people that have gone there, and they have nothing but incredible things to say about Iceland. And high on so many lists, New Zealand, even over Australia. And it's supposed to be the best place, some of the best scuba diving ever, with all the different colored fish and whatnot, and just an incredible place to go and visit is New Zealand. Specifically, people pin Milford Sound in the Foreland National Park in New Zealand. I think I'm saying that correctly. Just water everywhere. You take cruises and take a cruise around the sound, or people kayak there a lot. There's a lot of kayaking that goes on in that area of New Zealand. And I'm kind of bouncing around, but there are places, and I'll tell you, you see these pins, and you think, boy, I'd love to go there too. You see also Cape Town, South Africa. Boy, and seeing that from the sky, wouldn't that be something? Mountains and beaches, and now it's pretty safe there, different than it was in the past. In Norway, there's some beautiful pictures and places in Norway to go, and that's a heavily pinned place as well. Back in the United States, New Orleans makes the top 10, Mardi Gras, or just the beautiful cemeteries, whether you're down in the, down in the French Quarter, but lots and lots of pictures and lots of postcards of New Orleans. And if we bounce back around out of the United States, and again, if you go to Pinterest, you'll see these, what I'm talking about, some of these places that have been pinned. Lisbon, Portugal makes the list. And it has that beautiful town. It's historic. It's got the different colors like I'm talking about in some of the other places I mentioned. So the pictures are incredible. Boy, doesn't that make you want to travel? Ooh, it certainly does. On that note, we turn to our Kate on the Road correspondent, Bob Phillips, for more. Take it away, Bob.
Hi, Kate. Well, it's a known fact that people love going on a long weekend getaway. And the Huffington Post recently came out with a list of America's best small towns for a perfect long weekend trip. The town that showed up number one on the list is Fredericksburg, Texas. Located not far from Austin, this small town with German roots boasts charming bed and breakfast, dozens of cool shops, and proximity to some of the best wine tasting in Texas. Fredericksburg is one of the most popular towns in the Texas Hill Country, and much of this quaint town shows strong German influences and culture. Since 1970, Fredericksburg's historic district has been considered part of the National Register of Historic Places in Texas. Visitors will discover a large selection of picturesque shops, antique stores, and museums, including the National Museum of the Pacific War, which, according to Mark Yost of the Wall Street Journal, is perhaps the most comprehensive, well-organized, and informative military museums he has ever seen. With their blooming bluebonnets in the springtime, this Texas city can't be beat. Southern charm sweeps you off your feet, and everyone is guaranteed a good time with all their seasonal events. And you can do your taste buds a favor and check out the Hill Country Wine and Music Festival in April or the start of peach season in late May. And to top it off, Fredericksburg has over 400 bed and breakfast, guest houses, inns, and guest ranches. It is the unofficial capital of eclectic lodging in Texas. So whether folks are visiting on a honeymoon, a girl's retreat, or a couple's romantic celebration, Fredericksburg, Texas is the place for a long weekend getaway. Back to you, Kate.
Just a reminder, as I said at the top, you can check us out at kateontheroad.com. As I mentioned, who knows where the show will go in 2016. One of the beauties of doing this show and being afforded the opportunity to just kind of travel and go with the way you can do things now in broadcasting, we've been able to take you to places where I'm literally sitting there staring out, looking at whales in the background, which is phenomenal. And we did that in Hawaii when we took the show. We've taken the show twice to Maui, and that was always a place that I wanted to go. That was always a place that was on my list because my mother had talked about going there so much. But I'll tell you, just as I bring this back around again, one place I haven't been that a lot of my friends have been, and some of you even live not too far away from this, is Glacier National Park in Montana. That would be my place. Send me your thoughts on where you'd like to go, and do that at kateontheroad.com. I want to see where everybody wants to go, and who knows, like I said, we may pop up there someday soon. Go to kateontheroad.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, a conversation with Henry Olsen about Ted Cruz and how Ted Cruz really can't win the election, where he's going to struggle. Wow. Interesting, because of all the Trump stuff that's going on and just in general, how do you get the Republican nomination? Does it end up being a brokered convention? There's some thoughts that that might happen with the Democrats because of these charges that could happen with Hillary Clinton. And again, I say this it's a big question mark, because I've looked at all angles of this. I've talked to, because everybody has some sort of a political bent. I'm sorry, they do, right? So even people in Washington that claim to be neutral. So, I mean, I have turned over this Rubik's Cube 20 different ways. And naturally, some of the people that I've talked to, they're not going to come on the talk show. They're going to tell me what they know and dump some information on me. And the information is one, I think, that is now certainly being reported because it was specifically leaked. There were people that didn't like Hillary Clinton at the State Department. Some of it was because of Benghazi. Some of it was because of other things that happened, typical of even, let's say, a job and a boss you don't like. So there are Clinton acolytes, and there are people that absolutely hate the Clintons, specifically both of them, or one of them, or Hillary Clinton. And so we know that, obviously, right? And we'll see where all of that goes. We'll see where what pile that ends up in. it's just too tough to tell right now because they're being very careful. They being investigating, you're not taking down a house of cards unless you can pull one of the cards out, right? It's like Jenga. Have you ever played Jenga? One block on top of the other. One block on top of the other. All right, and the big news, though, everybody, all the media back east, they're going to be buried, and even some of the political people. And it's snowing. I checked Boston. I just checked Boston. It is, it's definitely coming down. It's coming down in D.C. It's coming down, you know, in New York. It's coming down all over the place. How much do we wake up to, or do they wake up to in on Friday? We'll see if those totals hold up, or they're like extraordinary totals. But I think it's gonna be pretty darn brutal. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's take one from Grim. Grim, thanks for hanging. How are you doing?
Oh, well, I made it through the tornadoes, but...
Boy, hey, so was it really bad in Mississippi?
Oh, it always is when you go through here. It's just something you got to learn to live with, you know, hanging out of the pine trees, you know, singing, I love it here. Oh, I just ripped off a joke. Oh, boy. Can you hear about Amy ripping one off there?
Yeah, da-da-da, gotcha.
But really, Kate, you know, I want to just keep stirring the pot because the biggest thing right now that's going on in D.C. is the rats don't know whether to leave or you know, get off the ship or hang on to it, you know, because they're worried about what may be coming into D.C. come next November.
But, yeah.
You know, well, this is just all part of the process. And really, we won't really know anything until after New Hampshire primary, really.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a given. Been in listening to politics long enough to know that we'll know who's going to be running just about after the New Hampshire primary.
Right, exactly.
Speaking of the jokes, like I said, you did hear about Amy Schumer getting ribbed for ripping one off. I thought that was kind of funny there.
Yeah, you're talking about Amy Schumer, the comedian.
Right.
Right, and there's the charges that she's taking other comedians' jokes.
Yeah.
And then accused of and stealing the joke, saying that it went too far. You know, three female comedians accused her of doing that, and then they apologized. One of them just apologized, saying that you know, for accusing her of that it wasn't, you know, that's not true. So it's it's funny. I just talked to a comedian friend of mine. We'll have her on the show, and she'll be fun. You guys will like her. She has stories.
There's nothing new in this world, really, Kate.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that she told me, and that's what
I
we talked
be
about. Before the Amy Schumer thing, she said that there was a bunch of female comedians, and they were saying, "Oh, I want to do a joke about wide hips, or I want to do a joke about this or that or whatever." And then she realized, well, everybody's saying the same. You're just giving up your joke. So you're throwing your material out there, and then everyone's going to use it. So it's pretty interesting. It's funny that you threw me that curveball because it's interesting. I just had this conversation. She's talked about it on Twitter and stuff, and she said she would never ever steal a joke. She wouldn't do it.
Well,
so
everybody
funny.
Wants exclusive rights, you know what I mean? Down to catchphrases and everything.
Yeah, when I get, listen, when I go to a party, I say, everything's trademarked that comes out of my mouth, right?
Well, you better have you a room full of researchers.
That's good. I love that.
I can get you, you know, I'll get you the other way. I'll reverse sue you for, you know, not checking.
I love that. And that's true. And that's happened. It's happened to me. So,
oh,
yeah.
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 Oh,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's the way of the world. But I got one that probably goes back as far as when your granny took off her bloomers and stopped wearing them.
Let's hear it. Let's hear some jokes.
Okay. Well, in the commercial boat, you have basically a captain, a first mate, an engineer, and a deckhand, and you have, you know, two or three. Well, you usually have two captains to run 12-hour shifts, and then you could have a first mate, and then you could have 2 to 6 engineers, and then you could have 2 to 8 deckhands. Well, some private boats get so big that you have to go to commercial laws to operate. So you end up with your captain, and I got hired on as a deckhand. And it was a CEO's boat for one of these oil companies where he took executives, even from other companies, out on deep-sea fishing trips. And basically, as a deckhand, I was just pandering to the crew and the people that came on the boat, you know, like giving them beers and mixed drinks and making sure they had the right lures and you know, keeping them baited up and fishing. Occasionally, I'd get a real big tip if they catch something that they could put up on the wall. Well, I got so good at it the first week that the captain came down and he said, son, you're really great. I'm going to promote you. I'm going to promote you to master baiter.
That was, you just lured me in. Get it? I gotcha. String back at you. That's so funny. Oh, you're hilarious. Yes. By the way, I don't like to put my own bait on the hook, if you know what I mean. I can't stand it. Unless it's just simple old squid, I'll go for that. But no big, no live fish or any of that.
Now, I did have a friend that started out as a CG and ended up in the Navy. And he was a master,
master sergeant?
No. He was an arms weapons specialist that ended up as a SEAL. Now, this guy had been to every port, Kate. North and South Pole.
Wow.
And he told me, and the one place I'd like to go, he told me, he said, the most prettiest waters. I mean, he went to New Zealand, Singapore, all up and over the east European coastline, South Africa, all the way down Brazil, Argentina. I mean, he'd been everywhere. But he said the most clearest and beautifulest waters to snorkel he ever saw was Guam.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody else told me Guam had incredible beaches.
Yeah. He said the beaches are great, and it's just like clear tap water.
Wow.
He said it's the most clearest water I've ever seen in my entire life, and for snorkeling reefs and whatnot, you couldn't beat it. Another thing I look at is it's a U.S. territory, and I ain't got to worry about ISIS.
Wow. Incredible.
I'd love to go to New Zealand, but
I would too. I would too. I've heard incredible things that it's like it punks Australia, because everybody talks about Australia, but that if you go to New Zealand, it just blows your mind.
Well, he'd been there. He loved it. He wanted to actually go back and settle there. But, you know, he'd been to 7 different ports all the way around Australia. And,
right.
You know, he preferred New Zealand to it. But, you know, I just don't want to say why he didn't. But the one thing that he didn't like. But he told me Guam was the most beautiful place he'd ever say. Now, I see the special on New Zealand, and that's the whole reason I'd like to go, because I watched it. And I don't want to go there for a couple of weeks or something. I'd like to spend, you know, 4 or 5 months going
from
one end to the other.
Wow.
Just way too much to see there.
Yeah. That's so cool. It makes me want to. That's the whole thing about going on the road and taking a show on the road. The places that you can go, it's just, I mean, really, there's so many.
I know where you're going. You go see Izzy in Malta.
I would love to. I really do have that on the list, and I would absolutely, I would find her. I mean, that would be, where is Izzy? I'd put an ad in the paper. We would find her. That would be really, really fun to go there. It's beautiful. And she told us as much when she was on a few weeks ago. It was great to hear from her. Grim, good combo. Thanks. Stay with us. We'll take more calls, 855-266-5283. Don't be discouraged. We're going to you next in Montana. Plus, we're going to check the mailbag. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to America Tonight, in our virtual green room, if you will, is Henry Olson, one of the authors of a book called Four Faces of the Republican Party, The Fight for the 2016 Presidential Nomination. And in the book, they talk about why Ted Cruz can't win without winning over the Republican establishment. Henry, first of all, welcome to the show. And why can't Ted Cruz without winning over the establishment?
Because the way the Republican Party electorate is formed, there aren't enough people in his voter bases, the hardcore conservatives of both religious and secular background, to prevail. The key faction is the group of people who tend to like Republicans like John Boehner. They're the largest faction in the Republican Party, and he simply can't get a majority unless he wins at least plurality among those voters.
Yeah, and now with Palin endorsing Donald Trump, does that, you know, everybody's talking about the effect of Palin. Does that have a big effect on Cruz?
Well, you know, it could. We don't know how much Palin's credibility has sustained itself over the last couple of years, but she is strongest in among the secular Tea Party, very conservative types. That is one of the bases for Ted Cruz. If she were able to swing a few percentage points away from Cruz to Trump, that could derail his candidacy.
So Trump, let's say Cruz listens to this. What does Cruz need to do to change that? Is there something he can do?
Well, I mean, the first thing Cruz has to do is to be able to hold on to his base. His base is the very conservative evangelical who focuses on social issues, who focuses on the role of religion in public life. And he has his second base among the Tea Party types, the very conservative seculars who focus on constitutional government and opposition to Obama. That's the group that Palin probably has most sway in, and he has to be able to continue to pull himself out as the single best choice despite Palin's endorsement, in part by pointing out the many apostasies that Trump has for those voters on a various number of issues.
Yeah, and you say, Henry, you know, you really talk about this in narrowing it down. There's been success when you align yourself with the two very conservative factions, because those two conservative factions, let's face it, right, they nominated George W. Bush.
Well, they nominated George W. Bush, but George W. Bush needed a plurality in the early races and then a majority in the one-on-one with McCain among what we'll call the Boehner conservatives, that he won the very conservative bloc 3-1 or 4-1 in the later races. But in states where he lost the Boehner conservatives to McCain, he lost the state because they're the largest faction. So Cruz needs both. He needs to win the very conservative bloc, the Tea Party and the social conservatives, by huge numbers. But then he needs to win a plurality and then ultimately a majority among a third group of conservatives, the soft conservatives, the Boehner conservatives, if he's going to replicate George W. Bush's victory.
We're speaking with Henry Olson. He is one of the authors of the new book, Four Faces of the Republican Party, The Fight for the 2016 Presidential Nomination. So what about the other candidates? I mean, if it wasn't Cruz and if it's not Trump, then who is it?
Well, then if it's not one of them, it would be somebody who puts together the classic winning coalition, which is the moderates, who are about 25-30% of the party and are really important in the delegate-rich blue states in the Northeast and the West, and the majority of the somewhat conservative. That's the coalition that nominated Dole. That's the coalition that nominated McCain. That's the coalition that nominated Romney. If neither Trump nor Cruz is able to pull it off, it's going to be because those two groups got together again.
Yeah, wow, it's going to be interesting. What is your, you know, as somebody who's obviously in the middle of this, what does your gut tell you? Is this going to be a fight to the finish?
My gut tells me this is going to be the longest GOP nomination fight since 1976. I think whether it's Trump versus Cruz or if Trump alters and it becomes a more classic Cruz versus the Dole-Romney alliance, that it'll go all the way to California on Tuesday.
Wow. How can people pick up a copy of your book?
You can go to paulgrave.com. It's available in ebook or in hardcover version, and paulgrave.com. Search for Four Faces of the Republican Party, and you'll be able to find the book.
All right, Henry, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so interesting stuff, actually, from Henry. I wanted you to hear him because this is the meat of it, and this is what the book talks about. I know some of you are sitting there thinking, oh, it's Trump or it's, you know, who it is. And you heard him say that this could be the most interesting GOP run or the longest since 1976. And I agree with that. I think this is not going to be over till it's over, which sounds like a Yogiism, and it is, because of the reasons that he just mentioned. Who is the candidate that's got the winning coalition? Because you still have to have those moderates, but yet you've got to have the super ultra conservatives. You have to have the Tea Party. And that's why when Cruz made the turn, and there was some conversation about Cruz, that a lot of people felt that, boy, he's in, absolutely in the running, because he may be a guy who went to Harvard who can do that, who can somehow pull in those moderates too, and the evangelicals, and every other piece of the Republican pie enough that it makes for the winning combination or coalition that puts him over the top. You know, you see, they're somewhat conservatives, are about 35-40% of the GOP, and they're actually the only faction that has backed every Republican nominee in the last four election cycles. Did you know that? They aligned with, when they aligned with moderates, They nominated, as he mentioned, they nominated Bob Dole, John McCain, Mitt Romney. When they allied with the two very conservative factions, they nominated, as I mentioned, George W. Bush. So it's a tough challenge for Cruz. It's a tough challenge for everybody else that's running to be the presidential nominee for the Republicans. And how interesting, and we've already talked about this, is this going to be, as we move along here in Iowa and New Hampshire, etc. And then you think of the what Bob Ney said when I asked about the campaign, if you missed it, and he came on and joined us at the top of the first hour, and we talked about what would get more people out to vote. And he said that he thought if it was like the general election, let's do away with all these Iowa, South Carolina, and that the Democrats and the Republicans have a primary day, and people go out on the primary day, and that's it. And then, boom, just like the general election. And it is intriguing, and other people have suggested that would be a way to get more people to vote because they, you know, then it's not this long process of dragging it out through what the various states are saying and then trying to make sense of that. And there's just this constant running. But here's the deal. In Iowa, in South Carolina, in New Hampshire, and, you know, pick some of the big places, but definitely those places, and especially Iowa and New Hampshire, a ton of money is spent on advertising, on political advertising, radio stations, newspapers, television ads, all that money pumped into those different entities, in those various ways it's doled out to different cities. Oh, that's a big business. Political ads represent a big chunk of cash. There would be some blowback on the other side, on the commercialization side, I'll call it, of the whole, you know, how much would be blown away from different pockets if that were to happen. It's in the interest of media buyers to have this system the way it is. It's kind of like in college football, the bowls can cost universities, but if it's big enough, it still is feeding some money into the coffers of the various universities. I mean, it's getting smaller and smaller, but to use a kind of a wild analogy, it's like that. So it wouldn't behoove the people in these various areas to have that happen because they want the political ad dollars. So I don't see that changing anytime soon. But boy, it would make it interesting because this idea that you have to have $1 billion to run for president could change. You know, that you'd have $1 billion, maybe not, because you'd only have the primaries and you'd have the general election. So yes, there would be massive ad buying, but it would be more concentrated, let's put it that way. And it's been an interesting idea to mull over. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a